Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. This is the Live Event. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or hosts. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, the host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of The Night Zone. Tonight, in the shadows of the Night Zone, we have a very colorful New Jersey girl, a renowned psychic medium, and mother to some very gifted children. From New Jersey,
Barbara Cannon, psychic medium.
Barbara will be taking your calls in the Night Zone.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR.
Greetings, Night Zoners. As we close out the month of June and focus our attention on the road ahead, it seems like yesterday when a meeting was organized to form a possible radio outlet to discuss the paranormal and things that go bump in the night. Well, that was 6 years ago, July the 6th, 2004, when that meeting was held. Since then, the Night Zone has grown to encompass the globe. Listeners in Europe and old Soviet bloc, Australia and the South Asian countries, South America, and special friends in Kenya, as well as our many listeners in North America, Night Zone is officially global. As we prepare for the fall season, make sure you stay tuned for some very exciting changes. In order for these changes to be market effective, we need your help. After listening to The Night Zone, either live or in archive, please take time to rate the show or mark as many of the shows as you wish as a favorite. Even in the cyber world of radio, ratings count. Tonight, Barbara Cannon, renowned psychic medium, hailing from New Jersey, taking your calls when we return.
Bring you this story, we interrupt our program.
Thank you.
It's Washington.
I have just returned from the White House. The United States...
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you...
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Your host, Colin Knight.
Is there anybody out there indeed? We shall be kicking off July with Ed Foucault, the Alien Abduction First Person show, so mark that one on your calendar. Tonight, what a great night to be alive. Blessings upon our households around the internet universe. And special shout-outs to the bricklayer's much better half, and of course, Princess Sugarplum. Don't ask. Winks to listeners in B.C., I don't think you can send that by email, or even regular mail for that matter. To Sandy in Portland, Jack in Toronto,
William in Belfast, and Bill in Essen, Germany. Thank you for your emails. And especially Father John, who is somewhere on the highway of life, delivering a semi-load of groceries as we air tonight. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your kind emails, one and all. Satellite Internet, what a concept. Now, you know, if ever I win the lottery, I'm going to take the Night Zone mobile via satellite internet. Yeah, if wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. By the way, anyone know how to stop a tongue from tingling? Barbara Cannon is with us tonight, renowned psychic medium, mother of five gifted children, including a past guest, Anthony, who is down in our virtual studio monitoring the proceedings. Anthony was the youngest psychic we've had on the show, an absolutely fabulous show. So good evening, Barbara. If I hit the right line, I can say good evening, and you'll say good evening back.
Hi, Colin.
Good evening, Barbara.
How are you? Good evening,
there
Colin.
We go. You know, what can
doing?
I say? You get more than two lines lit up here, and I get confused.
Oh, well,
so,
yeah,
you know, you're a popular girl. Before we get started, Barbara, I just wanted everyone to know that you being here tonight is a direct result of a mutual friend of ours, David Baker. So
yes.
Kudos out to David. I appreciate him getting me together with you, and I certainly appreciate that offspring of yours, Anthony. Boy, what a young lad that one was. Quite
oh,
an interesting
yeah.
show.
He's a trip. He's a trip. Anthony
He's a
was,
trip.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah, he was, yeah, it was interesting raising that child.
I can imagine. So, Barbara, five kids. You must
five.
Either be insane or a saint. One of the two. I can't see anything in between.
Probably both.
Yeah?
Probably
An
both.
Insane
yeah.
saint. Yeah, five kids.
I don't know
my
about
Lord.
The saint thing. but
well,
I know, Anthony,
you know,
I mean, he's my most gifted at this point, along with my five-year-old daughter.
Right.
So... Yeah, same issues as him growing up. You know, the night terrors, going through everything with them, waking up. I mean, it's like lack of sleep is what you get when you have children that have these abilities. And I had blocked mine off for a while. And
right.
I had to start opening mine up because even my daughter, my oldest, Tara, was the same way. And I kind of said, oh, okay, here we go. Have to help them because I didn't have anybody
right.
to help me. And,
yeah.
Did you
grow up in a big family? Did you
yeah,
have a big family growing up?
We had a pretty big. Well, I had two brothers and a sister.
Right.
And was with my mom. She was, you know, divorced. And you know, I think a lot of us psychic mediums grow up a little bit. I don't want to say well messed up in families. You know, dysfunctional in a way. And we kind of have to do things on our own. And you have to have, not that you have to have it, but I think these abilities just come through so you can survive.
Yeah.
In that
yeah.
type of environment.
I think, to be honest with you, most families are dysfunctional in one form or another. I
yeah.
don't think there's anybody out there that can cast the
no,
first stone,
perfect.
As they say. You know?
No,
that's
no.
for sure.
But it's
so, for
you.
Yeah. For our listeners, I tell you what, maybe some of them are not familiar with your work. You've always had the gift of seeing and communicating with spirits. So how old were you when you first realized you had that gift?
I was probably, I know I was really young, but I don't remember a lot from back then. I remember little bits and pieces, probably about three or four. Around between six and eight is when I really started to have, you know, things, you know, seeing things. I was able to hear back then a lot more. I had blocked that ability as I had gotten older because that was kind of a little scary. But the
right.
seeing was more, I would look into something and be able to see, like, I mean, I was sitting on the bed with an apple and the light was shining on it, and I'm just staring at it. And I had no clue what I was doing whatsoever. Then I was scurrying and didn't know it. And a man, shadow, walked right past. Now, I was in my bedroom. Nobody's there. It's not no tree by my house. And so I threw the apple in the air and ran out and started screaming to my mother. And my mother would always say, Barbara, it's your imagination, anything I said. And then she told me as I got older, it wasn't your imagination. I heard this too, or I saw this too. She said, I didn't want to scare you when you were younger. I said, well, it would have helped me if you would have told me that you had seen it also, or that you have heard it, you know, so I didn't think I was crazy.
Yeah. What, was there a specific, right, was there a specific incident around about your 6 to 8 years old that kind of triggered these psychic events? Was there anything traumatic in your life at that time that caused that?
Yeah, my parents had gotten divorced,
right.
And then my mother was started seeing somebody else right away who I just didn't approve of at that age,
right.
And I was kind of I went to Catholic school also. So I was the child that was known as the theologist in school and was always in trouble for, you know, saying that's not true. There is reincarnation,
right.
You know, and
right.
You know, I just did the whole thing. I didn't know I was a kid, but I did have that.
Right.
I did, you know, tell her right straight. I told him straight out too. I don't like you.
Right.
I just didn't, and you know, it was just traumatic for me because there was a lot of fighting, there was a lot of drinking.
Right.
And things like that. I mean, you know, you go through it, and my mom, we went through a hard time, so she kind of left it upon me to really take care of my brothers and sisters in a way. So I was kind of the
right,
mom.
Right. And that was the take of the 70s, though, wasn't it? I mean, that was, you know, the 70s and the 80s, that was the model of family, was to, you know, to pass down the responsibilities till mom and dad get home from their jobs. I mean even in my generation growing up in the 60s was exactly the same thing. Many a weekend my older brother would be stuck with me in tow, and I grew up pretty fast.
Yeah, and you have
and,
to. I mean, I remember sitting in my yard, and I used to sit. I mean, I was young too. My mother, well, I was like between, let's say, maybe around 8 years old, and she'd take off for the weekends and leave me.
Right.
And my grandparents would get really mad because my grandfather had the ability. My grandmother had it somewhat. I don't know if she would. Actually, she had. She really never said anything, but no, my grandfather definitely did.
Right.
And my mother.
And you seem to have gone quiet. I'm not sure if I've lost you there. So I tell you what, this is a great time to take a break. I'm going to put you on hold. And from there, I'm going to jump to a break. And when we come back, there's a couple of people already on the line. One person being on hold since before the show started. So we'll do our best to get to those questions and answers. Barbara Cannon's with us, Psychic Medium.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Bring you this story, we interrupt our program. Thank you. It's Washington.
I have just returned to the White House. The United States.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you.
There's not much question at all what there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVADMTOR.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
We remind all of our listeners, Katie and Emtor, welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Looking to email the show? The Night Zone. One word. The Night Zone at gmail.com.
Let the future tell the truth. and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine. Would they only have listened?
Nikola Tesla, an upcoming show in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings on blogtalkradio.com. Your host, Colin Knight.
And we are back, and hopefully, if I click the right button here, Barbara, are you there? Barbara, are you online? No, I don't hear Barbara online at all. So, Barbara, if you would, I'm going to drop your line, and if you would call back, please, I would appreciate it, because for some reason, Blog Talk has taken you off our line. So we're here with Barbara Cannon. And we're talking psychic medium and what brought Barbara to psychic medium. Now, I do see a 410 number up on the dash, and it does look very, very familiar to me. So 410, you're on the air, first name, geographical location.
Hi, it's Anna in Maryland.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm just going to put you back on hold, Anna. And wait for Barbara to rejoin the system, and then we'll continue. How's that?
Okay.
All righty. So if you'll just hold on there, and here comes Barbara. And you are online, Barbara. How are you?
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
I switched myself.
Yeah, we're still here. We don't.
I don't know what went on with my phone. The phones are going nuts. Every phone I try, and they're all charged.
Well,
okay,
you know it. You know what it is, Bob? Every time I interview Dave, it's the same thing. Mr. Baker sends my system all over cockamamie.
My computer's going crazy. My husband's trying to watch the chat and just listen, and it's just totally, completely crazy. It's lost all sound.
It's the information that we try and get across every week, and we do cross these paths. I tell you what, Barb, we have a number that's been holding online since before the show, either Brandy or Brittany. I can't quite remember, but Brandy or Brittany, forgive me, it was a long time since we talked, but you are open mic, you're on the air. You have a question
Hi.
For Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Good. I guess I just had a question of what kind of messages you had about my love life coming up in the future.
Your love life coming up in the future?
Yes.
I knew I was going to get a love life thing going. I was just talking about that a little while ago, too. You just got a relationship with somebody, didn't you, recently?
No, it's been about 10 months.
Okay, well, recently to them is recently.
I did see him about a month ago, though, so that might be
working. It's just the energy. It's okay. I don't see anything for you for another 6 months. Serious, something that's going to be a serious relationship for 6 months. Don't go out looking. You keep going out looking, and this is what happens. You look, and then you've had the wrong guy. Let them find you. Your energy's out there. Let them find you. Because it's just going to go into a complete circle, and you're just going to keep getting the same type of person over and over again. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, there you go. So that's going to put that round about Christmas time.
That had to take me a second there because it's a path. Sometimes people don't understand. When I do readings like this, they ask me a lot of times about their relationships. Obviously, they want to know if they're going to be with somebody that's understandable. But if they're in a relationship, if you're asking me about if this relationship is going to work, obviously you don't have to be a psychic to know that you're doubting this relationship as it is. But what I'm seeing from just the path that they're on is what I tell them. They can veer off that path. They can change anything anytime they want. So it's not 100%. And people think you're magic and you can just go like this and this is the way it's going to be. No, you still have to make a choice. I'm telling you what I see now. If you go a different way, then it changes everything.
Makes sense. We have a 410 up on the line. I happen to know her first name is Anna. Anna, you are on the line. Do you have a question for Barbara?
Area of finances and relationship have been bothering or, you know, troubling me lately. So just wanting to know if there was any messages.
Were you very close to your grandmother?
When I was very,
that passed?
A what? I'm sorry?
A grandmother that has passed,
yeah.
And you were very close to her?
Yes, when I was a little girl, yes.
Okay, because she's the one that's going to give me this information. See, this is, that's why I tell everybody, it doesn't come from me. It just comes from the other side. Finances, you're in a little tough spot right now. I see in 3 months I'm starting to pick up.
Okay.
Relationship, I think it has a lot to do with the finances. Everything's in a big ball. It's all coming to a head. There's a lot of stress and everything like that. You need to sit back, relax, both of you.
Okay.
And think about how you want to see it. To everybody, what I'm getting is I'm seeing a lot of, she's showing me a lot of yelling in my head. And my mind dies. What I'm seeing is a lot of yelling, a lot of arguing, and, well, you should work more, and you should work more hours, or you should get this job, and this should be this. It's just a mass confusion is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be brought in, and
okay. You
need to sit and you need to talk quietly more and say, look, this, and write it down. This is what we need to do. That's going to keep your relationship going and surviving because it's a tough time, and money does come into play with relationships. It will ruin a whole relationship. I mean, especially when you're in financial, a financial situation like the one you're in right now.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get better. Within 3 months' time, I see it getting better. But it's going to be slow, but it's going to get there. You just have to give it time. And you'll be fine.
Did that help you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I kind of have that feeling, but it's just, getting through it. So.
It's exactly. And sitting down and talking instead of yelling and blaming.
Another speed bump of life. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. So, Barbara, when you were a child, when you knew that you had this gift, did you feel isolated from the other kids?
I had no friends. I really had no friends. I didn't tell anybody about my abilities because, like I said, it was a no-no. I didn't have friends. Kids actually didn't like me. They teased me a lot. When I got to high school, that's when I made a few friends. But even then, they were still the same thing. I had my little friends, and that was it. And I was kind of more of a reader. I became more of a person. I used to sit down and read a lot. It kind of did isolate me, and that's why I tried to explain to my son that it does isolate you. But he put himself out there, which I told him, slowly to do, and not to just go out and bang and slam everybody with it. So that kind of isolated him more so.
And I think people may not realize, but there was no adult assistance to understand what you were feeling or what you were seeing. No internet to draw any information and very little study phenomenon.
I had talked with my grandfather, though. I mean, he did tell me, he did sit me down one time after the nun had, in religion class, had told me that I was, the devil spawn, and my father had to go in there and yell at her because I said that if there's no reincarnation, then how did Jesus Christ rise from that? And she just looked at us, fourth grade. She was like, are you the devil's spawn? Exactly, the devil's spawn. I was like, no. But it's funny because I just read Three Nuns about a year ago. I gave them a reading, and they were happy and ecstatic. I mean, it's coming out more. People are more aware.
Right.
The church is more aware. They have to tell the people. They have to give them certain things. People are finding out.
Well, without turning into a minstrel show or banging the religious drum, I dare say that there's power within the Lord that we're barely understanding. So You know, that there's no doubt in my mind that you have a gift, Barbara. There's no doubt in my mind that Anthony has a gift. It's quite clear with the information that's given that, you know, there's something very real there. Very real.
Yeah, and I mean, I love going to churches to be around the people. The energy is what is there. It's just, you know, an energy.
Yeah.
And it's,
so
it's
how so. So how old were you when you began sharing your gift with others?
Well, I was probably in my 30s.
Yeah.
When I started doing that.
So you kept it you kept it to yourself or to your close family for that amount of time?
I didn't even tell my close family. Nobody actually knew. I was kind of sneaky about it. People would ask me for advice, and I would actually be giving them a reading. And it's like an all-knowing. I just kind of would start talking and telling them stuff, and they would be like, oh, okay, wow, that worked out. You know,
right.
I kind of did it that way. And that's how I worked it anyway.
So, in other words, people would come to you with advice because you were fairly square-shouldered. You weren't affected by drugs or gangs or any of that stuff.
Yeah, they just came. I wasn't a big, like I said, I wasn't, you know, into drugs or drinking as the kids were.
Right.
I mean, of course, I drank some beers and stuff when I was younger. Everybody does. But I wasn't a big party person. But I was kind of the one that drove everybody home at the end of the night and told them they were stupid and you acted like an idiot. You know, don't call me for a ride. You know, but people, I think they just took me as they just. It was more of a respect thing, I would say. I didn't have a lot of problems with people that just being disrespectful to me. They just kind of were like, Barbara, what do you think of this guy? And I'm like, well, I don't know. He doesn't seem this. And I kind of would put it in a way so that, you know, they would get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard to explain.
And a lot of gut instinct, when people say they went with their gut, a lot of that gut instinct is those basic powers that I think all of us have.
Right.
It's just how they manifest themselves.
They just choose not to develop it and use it. It's like a muscle in your body.
Yeah.
You have to use it for it to develop.
Yeah.
And speaking
of a muscle in our body used to develop, I have to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about gifted children. How's that?
That sounds great. Good.
Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Got something to say? Wanting to talk to our guest? To talk to our guest, call 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Alien Abduction, a first-person true story by Chuck White in the Night Zone.
Not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVMTOR.
In this part of Lincolnshire, the skyline is dotted with huge wind turbines, but today one of them isn't turning. People who live nearby say that it was hit by a UFO. Residents remember being woken in the early hours of Sunday morning by a huge crash. When the sun came up, one of the turbines was bent and broken.
Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And in the shadows of the Night Zone tonight, we have with us Barbara Cannon, renowned, gifted psychic medium, taking your calls. So the phone lines are open. Feel free. Give it a call. Fight your way in onto the Blog Talk system. And let's get some readings while we have Barbara on the line. So, Barbara, you come from a long line of psychics. Tell us a little bit about your ancestry.
Well, like I said, my grandfather had the ability. My father, I don't know my father, so, but he was, and he was German and Cherokee Indian, native. My grandmother had it to a point, too, like my mother, she had no knowing. My brother and sisters, they have it too, but they don't use it. They kind of just like, you know, they don't want to use it. So, I mean, I don't know how far back it goes, but it's got to, you know, go pretty far back to have it. I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I only know my grandparents.
Right. Now, I'm told that you live in a very strong spirit vortex.
Yes.
What happened to this vortex? What goes on?
I had some pictures of light anomalies that I've captured. They've seen them. I have them on this other website I sent them to, and I sent in some pictures. But there's a lot of spirits that seem to like to come through the house. Plus, I have a ley line that goes through the house, and we're trying to work on that to fix it, because we have a group now called Shroud that we do. We do house clearings and, remove things from people's homes.
You say remove things. Are you meaning spirits and...
entities, spirits, ghosts, negative entities, which could be either... It's not all the time of, people saying evil thing. It could just be a spirit that's just...
Right.
Somebody's a cranky old crank in life, and he's going to be that way in spirit, too. And he's going to be annoying.
Right.
And that's called spirit healers, removing otherworldly and unusual disturbances. And we have my friend Lauren, who is a shaman, and she's the one who goes in and she deals with all the really bad stuff. I kind of just go in and protect and put up the shields, and not that I can't remove anything, but I kind of do the little things.
Right.
I'm more of a medium, the medium type of stuff.
Yeah.
And we have, Veronica works with us. And also, I believe David joined too.
Yeah.
And Anthony has joined it. So we have, we go and we try to help these people by clearing their homes, from anything that's causing issues.
I think that's a very gutsy thing to do, but I don't know whether I'd get there, Barbara. I don't know.
But you can come along
just,
if you want. It's a lot of fun sometimes.
I just don't see myself messing my own clothing when there's a creak of a door or something. I can't see myself doing it, to be honest with you, but I think you're gifted to be able to. We have a 415 number up on the line, Barbara, so 415, your microphone's open. First name, geographical location.
David, Marin County, California. Hi, Colin.
David,
hi, Barbara.
Baker.
Hi, David. Did you miss Barbara?
Do you have a question for Barbara, David?
Yes, Barbara, I do have a question. In your work that you do, do you just go to the location on occasion? And if you can't go to the location, How do you do the work?
Well, Lauren has taught me basically how to journey, which isn't for meditation, but you actually remote view or, project yourself there, your energy there. And we're able to remove things that way also, and it does work because it's real. It's not like people think you're crazy, but it's real. You can actually project yourself there.
Do you actually see the entity or energy that's negative?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. You can actually, yeah, well, we just realized that we can actually, yeah, they can actually touch us now. It's kind of strange, I think, because the veil is thinning. So you have to be a little more careful. And you can't, you have to know what you're doing when you do this. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to go here and check this out. Because you don't know what's there when you get there. I've done that quite a few times and had Lauren save my hiney because there was an entity that I couldn't deal with because she's the one that deals with them. And even she had a hard time a couple times. But we're able to do it, and we get the job done.
Scary.
If we have to go back a couple times, we will. We like to go to, if it's going to be a really bad case, then yes, we'll have to go to the location itself and basically kick them out. It's like, it's a, like you have, you, everybody says you have that white light inside you that you use. Sometimes the white light doesn't work all the time, so you do have to use the other part of you, which is a darker side, to scare the heck out of them and tell them
to
you're moving. Yeah, to get them moving. And that's you know, for me, that's a little bit different. I'm always used to using all the white light and everything like that, but sometimes you can't. You have to use both. You can't use one without the other.
Does that answer your question, David?
It certainly does. That's very interesting, and I suppose it takes a special person to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got Lauren behind me because, man, let me tell you.
David, I'm going to put you on a cold back there just so you can listen to the rest of the show. And so, Barbara, you've had a very, it seems like you've had a very strong calling to gifted children.
Yes.
You seem to gravitate towards them, if you will.
Yeah, it seems they gravitate towards me also, which is kind of odd. As I worked in a school, and I would have all the children that had learning disabilities or were labeled learning disability, but you could see that these kids, it wasn't all about, they didn't really have a learning disability. They just didn't like this world.
Right.
So they would act out. And people didn't understand, and they seemed to, like, cling to me. I used to call them my little Velcro strips. And it just, I don't know where it comes from. I seem like a magnet for these kids, and these kids, I have a passion for children. There's kids out there that have these abilities. They don't understand it. Nobody wants to listen to them. They want to either put them out there and just, like, use them, or they want to tell them that they're crazy or they're nuts, and they're not. It's about understanding the child and raising them myself, and especially having Anthony being the strongest one, and my daughter Faith having the same as Anthony now, going through the same issue. I have more knowledge on how to speak to them and how to tell them, look, there's nothing wrong with you. It's okay. You tell it to go away.
Now, clearly, this came from your own childhood of not having anyone to help you through this.
No, I was petrified as a child. But let me tell you, I would see things in my closet. I would wake up at night and tell my mother I was not real. Because I would actually leave my body and wake up and not be, you know, you wake up, you're not in your body. I could step out of my body right now. And I have to stop myself from doing that. But as a child, step coming out of your body, they used to call it night terrors. No, I'm wide awake. I just didn't feel like a real person. My mother used to rub my head and try, you know, talk to me until I fell back to sleep. But it was like constant. And it just, and then you'd wake up and you'd see something. And it'd be in your, you know, I had no door in my closet. So anything I'd look at, it would move or it would flip me out. So I understand how these kids go, what they're going through.
Well, it astounds me to find out how little we actually know of the mind. You know, we have some definitive information. We know certain functions are processed from certain areas, but when it comes to the subconscious, we barely understand where we stand. And
somewhere too, and that's a lot of kids do that.
Yeah.
They bilocate, and they do it all the time. Children are closer to God because they're right from the source. They're young. So they understand, they see more. So that's why I had to open my abilities back up in order to help my own children understand what was going on. So they didn't, I call it suffering like I did.
Right.
I wanted them to have that, the knowledge. And as David had helped me, you know, had given me books, you know, told me what books to read and had given me books to read on certain things, because knowledge is power. And that's helped me come a long way also on
right.
learning about a lot of different things and how to deal with them and how to understand them. And David's book is great. I mean, he tells us, you know, the story of his, you know, his abilities and how they came, his life.
Right.
It just that was, I thought that was just wonderful. That somebody
wrote
something like that.
Right. And the fact that you actually connected with it, the resonance of reality, I call it.
Yeah.
When I read David's work before I met David, now this isn't a kudos. David's on hold, so he can't fight back here. But when I first was introduced to David, I read everything that he was about, and you know, I wasn't sure. And then I spoke to David, and we talked, and we gained a friendship. And I can honestly say that he's a straight shooter. And the more you read the book after you know David, the more you realize he's a straight shooter.
Exactly. And that was really funny, because I said, now here's David's book. And then I met a woman, Carol Bromley, that I'm friends with, and I have
right.
her on my Facebook. And she wrote a book, The Living Spirit. It's about a woman who goes through the experience growing up as a child. Her book was wonderful, too. Same scenario as David. It kind of, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow, we all had the same type of experiences here. We all kind of grew up the same, similar ways,
right.
and had to learn, you know, how to adapt and adjust and understand without help from anybody.
I remember in the 70s, you know, the big kick at that time was we only use 10% of our brain power, 90% remains.
Yeah.
A mystery, and you know, I'm sure the number has changed over
well,
the years, but I dare.
Now. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I was reading up on that.
But,
that's all.
But I dare say there are portions of our mind that are working that we don't realize are working, or are ready to work at a moment's notice if we learn the keys of switching on the engine, so to speak. And I think man has dumbed himself down over thousands of years instead of taking up on these powers.
They have done this. I mean, you're talking thousands of years ago. People, if we, you were to step back into that time period, it would be normal to be this way. And certain,
right.
you know, way back when. I'm talking about when people, you know, just before they started, like, you know, doing whatever they did with the, what do they call witches and all that good stuff there. But even like when we do, when I do a reading, doing the emotions during a reading, you have people crying in front of you. It's kind of like you could split yourself into two people and block that
right.
emotion, because you
yeah.
can't sit there and cry with that person. A lot of it's
right.
tears of happiness, which is great. Some of it's sadness. And
now,
block it.
Yeah, when you're making contact with a spirit, does that spirit show emotion? Do you find... weeping spirits, so to speak?
Sometimes, but a lot of times they're just kind of blunt. Not in a rude way, but they'll show you the emotion.
Right.
Sometimes it depends on the spirit. If you're in a place where there's a tragedy, yeah, you're gonna feel that emotion from that spirit.
Right. So when you make contact with a spirit, is it for lack of a better term, is it like a pantomime to understand the message, or is it as clear as you and I right now?
Very few are very clear. A lot of times they show symbols, they'll show you snapshots of pictures, they'll actually show you what the person you're reading for is, you know, what's going on in their life. They'll give you like, it's like a film in your head.
Right.
Sometimes I look at it as a big book and I'm reading out of it. It depends on the spirit itself, how they want to come across. It's all telepathic too. I've only seen a spirit smile once, and that was David Baker's, one of his spirit guides. That's the only
right.
spirit I've ever seen like grin. But other than that, their mouths don't move. It's
yeah.
all through the head.
They don't physically give you information. It's more telepathically transported but you see the vision of the person.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's a barrier between the spirit world and mortal earth? What do you think that's about, Barbara?
I think because a lot of people fear, number one, and I think a lot of people block it. They don't want to know what's out there. I mean, there's things happening right in their own homes. They don't even know about it. Well, they do know about it. They're just ignoring it and hoping it'll go away. People block it. They don't want to. It's the fear of the unknown. It's change. People don't like change. That's why this is, I think, all slowly coming about now, with everybody starting to become aware now, and it helps because people are reaching out for help more, and people are able to communicate to the other side more. The veil is thinning. It is, and there's no stopping it. So what are they going to do? Either you go with it or you're left behind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. You're going to either move and go with the flow of the crowd, or you're going to be left behind and standing there and going, what? What? What are you talking about? And everybody else is going to move ahead of you. It's almost like your vibration is becoming higher, your vibrational level. And if you want to stand a lower level, you will. And some people will. They don't want to do that. But a lot of me, I think it's blocked. They just block it out. They don't want to know. They don't want to hear. They don't want to see. And it's, I believe a lot of it is out of fear of the unknown. It's like being a little child, like I said, you know, when you're younger and you're afraid of the dark. Trust me, I've had things come up to my face in the dark, and I was like, not now, you know. And they don't do it on purpose. Sometimes they do.
Right.
But, it, you know, or if I'm sleeping, I'll roll over in bed, and I look, and I'm seeing, you know, there's somebody standing by the bed. You're like, look, I'm sleeping. Go away. Come back later. Thank you. And I go back to sleep. Unless there's somebody I have a lot of stuff in my house. You have to understand with the portal, the vortex, and everything there, there's a lot of things that are not, they're a little unusual. So I have to kind of fight back a little bit.
A little unusual, to say the least, by the sound of it. Tell you what, Bob, we're going to do a quick minute 45 ID here, and then we'll be back, and we'll get back into some more calls, hopefully.
Okay.
Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone, only the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVMTOR.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
We're back with Barbara Cannon, psychic medium, taking your call. So if you are looking for a quick reading, now's the time to do it. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. So, Barbara, in one of your messages on the net, you see, we've been reading everything we can get a hold of. You stated that you do not believe it's difficult for a spirit to communicate to those still here, but people have to pay attention. What did you mean by that?
Well,
sometimes you have these little move things. Sometimes when you're starting to fall asleep, you might hear your name called. And you hear their voice, and you're thinking, oh, I'm just dreaming that.
Right.
So a lot of times they'll... it seems to me that they like to move things around a lot, or they synchronize a song will come on, a song
right.
that they liked, or that you listen together, or you know that they liked, or maybe you go, a certain drink that they liked. You might have a craving for a food that they had at one point that they used
mm-hmm.
to eat. So there's little tiny things you really have to look for, and you have to listen. Sometimes if they are speaking to you, especially sometimes you get that ringing in your ear, they would say, oh, that's that ear problem that you get. That's not always
right.
true. Sometimes that's just because the vibration is so high you can't hear them, and they're talking
right.
too fast. A lot of times we say
right.
they're angels that are speaking to you,
okay.
which usually it probably is.
And those people that are learning to communicate they usually make the mistake of asking for a specific sign,
they'll give you their own sign, like the numbers. I always say, okay, you know, I'll do that sometimes. I'll just say, okay, you know what, show me, let me see one light for yes and two lights for no. It could be anywhere, on a headlights or anything like that. If I
right.
ask a question, I'll ask to do it that way. Or show me in a way that I'll understand, and I'll see numbers, groups of numbers together. You know, I'll say, five and under, three of them mean no. Above five mean yes. Three numbers
right.
are the same sequence. I mean, I'll give them little things like that so I understand. But a lot of times
yeah.
I'll just ask for a sign. And I have to
right.
do, and you'll miss it sometimes. It could be a bird. You know, it could be like my grandfather loved the Cardinals. I just saw one the
right.
other day. And I said, oh, hey, Grandpa, how you doing? That
right.
I would have missed it, and I did, it was in the trees, and I didn't see it, and I just saw this little red thing. I was like, wait a minute, and I was just thinking about him, too. And I saw it, and I was like, wow,
now
that's really strange.
Right. That falls very much in line with the Native philosophy, Native American
philosophy. Yeah, I think that's Lauren's fault. I blame
that
on her. I know she's listening to me.
Okay. I can see that. So the spirit will probably give you something unique, a sound, a smell.
Yes.
I know I'd mentioned this to David when he was on the show. Every so often I will get the scent of my mother's perfume.
Yes.
And it's usually while I'm cooking, which is very, very strange.
Well, did your mother like to cook?
My mother always complained I put too much salt in everything.
Yeah, so then there you go. So she's behind you probably watching you going,
exactly.
Colin, not too much.
Yeah.
Colin, not too much.
Oh, yeah.
Put her spoon out, ready to whack you with it.
Yeah, that's it. That's probably so close to the truth. So, yeah, I understand. I understand the familiar and the likes. So I know, for instance, that particular smell.
Right.
You know, it is unique to my mother, and it is as real as the desk that I sit at, you know. So,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Now, do mediums communicate easier with those that have recently passed over as opposed to seasoned spirits, for lack of a better word?
I don't think there's really a difference. No, I don't think there's a difference at all, because I've had people that were gone for 50 years, you know, that or more, that have come through for a great-grandchild, you know, that was 20 at the time, and they didn't even know them, and they came through clear as bell, where their father that passed, you know, 3 years was just in the background not saying anything. But I know that, and this is why I'm glad I do read a lot, because I do try to investigate everything and find out facts and make sure everything I know is accurate. What they say is that when you pass, that you stay on this earth plane for about 2 weeks before you cross.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying their goodbyes to everybody. That's when you're going to see the person come around. Or you're going to, you know, somebody says they see, oh, I just saw, you know, why did I see my grandfather walk into my room? He just passed that night. He's saying goodbye. a week later, his sister may see him. But they don't stay. They're not stuck. It's just something some choose to do. Others choose
right.
to just cross immediately.
Right.
Some may stay a week, but the longest they do stay is 2 weeks, and then they cross over. It's like saying goodbye to somebody that you haven't seen, that you're not going to see for a long time. You're going on vacation,
right.
or I'm going away.
Now there are spirits that get trapped, so to speak, between the two worlds.
Yeah, some people don't realize some of them, well, I call them people because they are people. They're just not in the body. They don't realize that they've crossed, or they're looking for somebody else. It could be something that happened that was traumatic, and they're looking for, a spouse, a child, a parent, and they're not going to leave until they find them. We've had spirits that are just nasty and just want to stay because they don't want to be dead. They don't want to believe it. And they're just going to wreak havoc on everybody because they're annoyed. They you move into a house. This is their home. They're like, this is my home. Too bad. We don't want you here. So I'm going to start moving things around and start being like, a little poltergeisty. Or I'm going to try to scare you. I mean, I've had scratching on my wall. My husband will need to sleep in the room by himself. It's because we get scratching on the wall. But I have so much, you have to understand, my house is like, I might as well be in the pit of, wherever.
I can imagine.
I ignore it now. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
I'm like, oh, what?
Barbara, I can't believe we've burned through an hour already. So how can people get in touch with you, Barbara?
Actually, they can reach me. So no, I have to look because I had written everything down.
Right.
Go to, one second, I wrote it down right here. It's B-A-R Cannon at divineguidance.vpweb.com.
Right.
They can go to, it's HTTP, little dotty things and the slashes, NewJerseyShroud.com. It's not up yet, the full site, but they can click on help at NewJerseyShroud.com, and they can just send a message if they need help, with anything. They can get me through David Baker's site, and I have...
And also, I'll throw a plug here for somebody that helped you with research, the bestamericanpsychics.com. They helped us out a little bit. So
great site.
Fabulous. Barbara, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, my dear.
Thank you for having me, Colin. I appreciate it. Anytime. I can
talk. Thank you. I lost you there. Sorry about that. Barbara Cannon, ladies and gentlemen, psychic medium. Very, very interesting story. Definitely worth a look-see. Just have to Google Barbara Cannon. Now, don't choose the Labour Party candidate in England. That's the wrong Barbara Cannon. The Barbara Cannon you're looking for is on bestamericanpsychics.com. Bestamericanpsychics.com. And that's all one word. And you can't miss it. Got to get out of here. Blessings upon your household.
Hey, Night Zoners. Got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet.
This has been a Night Zone production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.